A new warning to Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Biden administration pushing back on potential threats to U.S. satellites.
Kremlin officials say satellite support to Ukraine is dangerous, raising concerns satellites could be viewed as targets in the war.
Any attack on U.S. infrastructure will be met with an appropriate response in an appropriate way.
National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications John Kirby says public reporting indicates Russia's pursuit of anti-satellite capabilities. He also says Iran could be sending surface-to-surface missiles to Russia as part of an ongoing partnership.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has no intention of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine, while also saying we face the most dangerous decade since World War II.
When the nuclear weapons exist, there is always a danger of them being used.
Through a translator there, Putin's been speaking at a conference in Moscow, accusing the West of wanting world domination and criticizing the U.S. on a number of fronts, including support for Taiwan. He says the island is part of China and that visits by U.S. officials are a provocation, at one point referring to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as grandma. President Biden visiting Syracuse, New York to highlight Micron's recently announced plan for the largest semiconductor factory in the U.S. On his way out, telling reporters,
great economic report today, the GDP report. Things are looking good.
The economy growing 2.6% in the third quarter after shrinking the first half of the year, but Republicans still blame his policies for economic pain led by high inflation. Mortgage rates have hit a 20-year high, the 30-year fixed rate jumping to more than 7% in the new Freddie Mac report, more than doubling from this time last year as the Fed aggressively hikes interest rates to fight inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Texas public safety chief resisting calls from victims' families to resign after the Uvalde school shooting.
At a meeting with Texas Department of Public Safety officials, including the chief, Steve McCraw, parents who lost children in the Uvalde school shooting said he should resign. McCraw has said the district chief at the time was the lead, and they were the lead agency. And while Texas DPS did respond and that his agency isn't without fault, an investigation's underway into the response of some troopers. He said if his agency as a whole failed, then he would need to go, but he said the institution did not fail the community.
If you're a man of your word, then you would retire.
Texas Democratic State Representative Roland Gutierrez also said he should resign, that this massacre shattered Texans' illusion that they could trust law enforcement. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police in Phoenix just announcing an arrest and a burglary at the campaign headquarters of Katie Hobbs, the Democrat who's Secretary of State in Arizona and is running for governor. That burglary believed to have happened early Monday with undisclosed items taken. Police say they'll release more information on the arrest later today. Arizona's Democratic Party accuses Republican candidate Carrie Lake and her allies of spreading misinformation, blaming threats against Hobbs on that. A biker remains hospitalized after being tasered in a chase with police.
An Arkansas man still hospitalized 2 weeks after his backpack ignited when a trooper used a taser on him. After he led them on a chase through Little Rock with speeds at times approaching 100 miles an hour. Authorities say dash cam video shows Christopher Gaylor, who was riding a motorcycle with no visible license plate, then jumping off his bike in North Little Rock, becoming engulfed in flames when a trooper deployed a taser trying to stop him. Officials later learning he'd been carrying a gallon of gas in his backpack. Troopers also seen extinguishing the blaze and helping Gaylor, who is expected to recover. Charges against him include felony fleeing and driving with a suspended license.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The Dow's up 287. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.